Okay. We started discussing the two relationships, primary relationships that the Torah describes Klal Yisrael's relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. The one is Ben, and that's what we're dealing with now. And the other one is Rayosi, Zisha. We'll deal with that in the next chapter. One of the aspects we started off saying that there's a klal that Ava Makalkeles Ashura, love breaks all the rules. The difference between the relationship of a Melech and an Eved and the Melech and his son. Those are two very different relationships. We also mentioned that the relationship between a father and a son is a forced relationship. Nobody chooses, and you can't end it. It's very important your sort to take with you. The father can't end the relationship with the son, and the son can't end the relationship with the son. The only question is, what kind of a son are you going to be, and what kind of a father are you going to be? What's the relationship going to look like? About the etzem reality of father-son can never be destroyed. That's what's loshen even. Even is av and ben. You know, the word even is made up of two words, av and ben. You won't destroy a stone. That relationship cannot be broken. Okay. The bottom of Samach base. B'mitzrayim gilu lani HaKadosh Baruch Hu es maaloseinu, she'enanu nechshavim kebonim bilvad. In Mitzrayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us, not just that we are bonim, ela keben b'chor, we are the firstborn. Hamaral mevayer, shemayles ben b'chor, what's special about being a b'chor? It's a subject that's a big sugi, the sugi of b'chor. About what is the Mila? What's so unique about a Ben Bechor? He came first, it's a big deal. So I came second, it was a race. And if you see the Bechor is the big story about Bechor. So the Maral explains that the Mila of a Ben Bechor is Yosef Ben Yochi. The Bechor is the only child in this family that for a certain period of time was a Ben Yochi. He was an only child. You can only have one Ben Bechor. Each family gets how many Ben Bechors? One. If he decides he doesn't want to be with the Chor, we don't make somebody else the Bechor. He's the Bechor. When a Kodesh Baruch says, Bni Bechor in Israel, he's telling you that each individual Jew is a Ben Yochid Baha Kodesh Baruch. Ben Yochid is shutef tevi lekol ha-she'ifas va-tochniot shel Abu. A Ben Yochid, an only child, is a natural partner in all the father's desires and plans. He's the only son. And we are partners with Hashem in the entire purpose of the Bria, the whole plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moseh B'Yedein is called Gnozo V'Itzroisov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all the hidden storehouses and all the, the treasure house. V'Koloshim Chazal, Kebore Yechidoi Da'ashli Te'uvi V'Kol Gnozo. That's the Aramaic, this is from the Rehman also. The translation is Keben Yochid She'ovi Vashitu B'kol Gnozov. It's like the only child that the father puts him in charge of all the treasure houses. He's in charge of the crown jewels, so to speak. You know what I'm talking about, the crown jewels. In America, they don't have crown jewels. In England, the royalty owns a lot of money, so those are called the crown jewels, and there's someone who's in charge of that. That's the only son. And that's who we are. Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, put us in charge of the crown jewels, whatever that is. Every Jew is given the ability to rule over the treasure house of the king. And he's not just another king, he is the melech of the world. Melech malchei malachim. And he has the ability to take from potential this power of Ben Yochid and to actualize it. What does it swirl around? What's the driving force of this ability to take from potential to actualization, from koyach to koyel, this Ben Yochid that I have? That's all about Bechira. Your personal bechira. The kolon again, Yitzias Mitzrayim, can they get Abavon in Dibre Toil? Fascinating sugya coming up. Very fascinating. Fascinating because you know it and you've heard it many times and you're about to be exposed to another aspect of it, which is a big eye opener. We know that there are four sons that make it to the Seder. Abavon, yeah. In reality, there's really a fifth son. He never made it to the Seder. There's other bonim that come to the Seder, and each one you have to deal with according to his particular personality. He's a Rosha, he's a Chochem, he's a Tam, he's a Menshach. So you have to relate, you have to deal with him. The Haggadah tells you how to relate to him. Sukkim tell you how to relate to him. But there's a fifth son who never made it to the Seder. Who was that? Let's see. It says Mitzrayim lo yiseh shovah b'kol. Not everybody had the same experience as Yetzias Mitzrayim. But you can't make any shem b'b'chinas ha-ben ha-chamishi she'enu m'get kval l'lein ha-seder who are ben she'enu reitzim etzet mu Mitzrayim. Who is this fifth son that never made it to l'lein ha-seder? He's the son who didn't want to go to Mitzrayim and therefore didn't go to Mitzrayim. We'll see. We know not everybody came out of Mitzrayim. Tov lo sham v'gam nishar gam sham b'poil. It was good for him there, whatever that means. We'll see. And he stayed there. Eilu ein oisem aba chamishis niklad yisrael shemesu b'gimol yamei afel. That's the 80%. Of Klal Yisrael, a whole 80% that decided to stay there and not come out. They died in the 3 days of the Makkos Choshech. In the darkness of Choshech, they died. So what do you mean they didn't want to come out? they didn't want to come out, so why did they die? They died. What do you mean? They wanted to come out, but they died. What's going on? Correct, they can't make the Seder. Yeah. That's just a figure of speech. Okay. Means there is a fifth son. I don't have to answer his questions because he ain't around to ask any. He didn't have any. Okay. What are you talking about? They didn't want to go out, they died. What's going on? Okay. Let's try and learn a bit of Chazalia. Are we learning a Midrash? So we have to learn this the way we learn a Midrash. The Midrash Tanchum in Beshalach says like this. And it might seem dover pele. Moedika thing. Look at this Midrash. The Chamushim Olu Bnei Yisrael. That you will get this 80% from. Because the Chamushim Olu Bnei Yisrael. The Loshon Chazal says from Chamishim. From Loshon Fifth. Let's say. Echad mi Chamishon. One opinion says one in five. Yes, I mean echad mi-chamishim. One opinion there, one in 50. The yes, I mean echad mi-chamesh mot. One says one in 500. Rabbi Nahoy Raime, ha'uv de lo echad mi-chamesh es alofim. One in 5,000. Now, first of all, you can't have a machlokes in Chazal about a metzias. Don't argue about what the metzias is. Check out the video and have a look. Go to the border control and see how many passports were stamped, how many left. Furthermore, emunim anu akol divrei Chazal. What's that abbreviation? When you have a machleikah, certainly in Agadata, even in Aloha, but there, that doesn't always have to be. But certainly in Agadata, Eilu ve'Eilu, Divrei Elokim Chayim, it's all true. How do you understand this machleikah? Was it 1 in 5, 1 in 50, 1 in... No, they're all true. You show me the math. I'm not into quantum physics or, you know, calculus, but I know basic arithmetic. It's either 1 in 5, it's not 1 in 50. Does it two? No, they're all true. Okay? It's the... We're going to say, Nirish, yes, can machleiches in Metzias. You have a machleiches in Metzias, yeah. You can't have a machleiches in Metzias. How many came out? So all these... Chazals that look like a Moichel's Metzias and Eli Ve'eli in their time, even though they're contradicting each other, often have, not often, they always have unbelievably wonderful explanations. And they usually relate to what perspective and at what stage and at what part of the system you're looking at. Let's see. Nira Loina. It appears to me, he says, that those four sons, Kishenegdom Dibre Torah, that the Torah talks about there, Abba Madrega Saim Zula Malimizu. There's a four different levels, one above the other. Okay? Kamalushne Ben Hamishiyash Lozokalilagala Seder. There's a fifth son who didn't make it. Ben Oisam Abba Hamishiyash Shemesu Begimel Yemaya Choshev Kumitzrai. Those are the four fifths that died during the darkness of Mitzrayim, the plague of darkness. Mi alayim above that, Oymed haben ha-Rosha. Ashezokele dom in Mitzrayim. The Rosha did go out of Mitzrayim, nachon? Dosen ba-Viram went out of Mitzrayim, le-Dugma, as an example. Ta'iruv Rav went out. Why did the four fifths not go out? Not could because they were Rishoyim, because Rishoyim also went out. Despite the fact that he was over the Varazor, and that the Torah says you have to break his teeth or whatever that means, you have to give him a bit of a. Well, I'm sob sob. Who wants to let go? The governor go. He wanted to go out, and he went out. Of the 1/5 that was left that went out, yeah, 1 in 5 was a Rosha. They went out of Mitzrayim, they saw the Yeshua. They weren't all on the same level. There were different levels. The son who doesn't have an ass is not a Rosha. He was so battered by the galus that he'd forgotten how to ask questions. He'd lost all curiosity. He was just like, okay, we know what that looks like. How many were there of those? 1 in 50. There were much less of those than the Rishoyim. Ma'aleim hayu atamim, above them were the tamim. Shemisporum hayu mod yosef, there were less of them. Echad mi'chamesh mayot, there was only 1 in 500 of Klal Yisrael was a tam. Or ma'aleim hayu achachomim, shemisporum hayu echad mi'chamesh shesalafim, pretty much like today, there was a chochom, those are 1 in 5,000. Niflev and noir away of understanding that chazal. So tell you how many doubt. 1 in 51. No, this is all true. The Echad Michamisha is talking about the Rishayim. Echad Michamishim, Yidon Yishol. Echad Michamishmot, that's the Tamim. And Echad Michamish is Alofim, those are the Chachomim. Nimzalam Dimkeili Veli Dibur Kimchai, all true. The kol ben yesh et habechina shelo v'zdalgis yitziyotzim Yisrael. Each child has his perspective, and each one went out of Mitzrayim according to his level. Hachachomim yotzim Mitzrayim legamra. The Chachomim, they left Mitzrayim untainted. No zig of Mitzrikait in them at all. They went out totally. The other kids went out, but each one according to his levels, and Dagas took with his peckle of Mitzri kite with him. The same as we went out of Golas Yovan, and we all took with us Yovan. Yovan never lost the war. He's alive and well and living in everywhere. Democracy is a Greek concept. Yeah, we got rid of the Greeks. It's not that close to Hanukkah. What exactly is the celebration of Hanukkah? They won. How did we know they won? Uriah, we're all running around with Greek. Biggest business today, I believe, in the world is sport. Yeah? It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. You call that stadium. I don't know too much about it. I don't know, maybe gold and diamonds is more expensive, but it ranks up there in the world of, you know, the TV rights and the licenses. They sell football players for millions and millions and millions of dollars. And people are starving to death. That's Greece.
Entertainment.
Huh? Entertainment, sport. Yeah, it's a call. Yovan. So I don't know where we lost, where we won, where they lost. Not exactly sure. That we'll discuss soon. We have to start getting ready for Hanukkah already. But that's not a subject now. What I'm showing is that there were Jews that left Mitzrayim and they took with each one according to his level, different amounts of mitzvot with him. Each one went out with a certain amount of mitzrikait, so he hasn't really left Mitzrayim. He brought Mitzrayim with him, each one according to his levels. Okay. These different levels were apparent then, and they continue through the generations. Today also a Jew can choose and decide what level he wants to be on. Ben Bechor Hamachapes begins our Mela. He can decide to be the Ben Bechor, who is the faithful guardian of his father's storehouses, the Mela. Ben Hazaycha Ledat, it calls Soides Hamalucha, the son who merits to know all the secrets of his father's kingdom. He's going to be a Ben one way or another, but he can choose to be a Ben Rosha. No shortage of examples of that. Kamul Il, we shall Ben, but call Matzav Bokol Tanai, as we mentioned above. He stays a son. That's not going to change. Gam Shanei Zeritzoni Shomokim, but he's not in the Rotson of Hashem. Yacharim Zoi, Sarenu Neshoif Tomi Lenatzele Sa'ava Vakirva Ha'atsuma Shekaveni Amokim Ladevoisoi. At the same time, we have to strive always to grasp hold of and to utilize the enormous love and closeness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu drew us close to him, to his avoider. Our avoider is to reveal more and more the Ben Yochid that is in me in potential. That's my job. Hashem Anu. In the system of father-son, which is a forced relationship. I don't want to be his son. I don't want to be his father. Tough. You can't change that. It's forced on you. There's a gun against your head. He is your son. He is your father. But within that prison, so to speak, okay? A Jew, even though he sins, he's called a Israel. You can't get rid of that. You'll never ever get thrown out. Avyachadim Zois. Together with that, Hadam Asugal Babichiros and Aitivis Mice of Lois Medalga Ladaga Basulama Madregas Adliais Ben Yochim. Within this prison, you have a few choices. What kind of a son would you like to be? That's probably poshut what we set up to now. No major philosophical dilemmas at this point, correct? You can't choose not to be a son that you're bound by. You can choose what kind of a son I want to be. You're asking an excellent question, and that needs to be discussed. But at the end of the day, you have Bechira. We spoke about this at length during the, when was it? During the rioting and whatever it was in America. You know, guys went mad. Whenever it was, they went mad and they were looting and burning and whatever. And the kind of that comes up always when that happens is, well, what do you expect from them? They were underprivileged and deprived and what's the word? Discriminated against. And therefore, push those, you understand what they're doing. And the answer to that, very Bakitsa, I'm all sure about this, we discussed this, they're not, is that you're bigger than your history. What makes you bigger than your history is a thing called Bechira. You know, Chinami, this is who you had. Your father was a this and your mother was this. You're brought up in a lazy neighborhood and everybody where you lived was on drugs and stealing and whatever. You still have Bechira. What level of Bechira? Probably not the same as the guy who grew up in the Rosh Hashiva's house and whatever, but you're not judged by him. You're judged by your levels and by your ability to go beyond your, what wasn't your Bechira. We have to put aside what wasn't my Bechira and then use my Bechira. Obviously, on a global scale, the type of parents you had are going to influence what kind of Bechira you have, of course, but that's a control. We set it up that way. In Achinami. But the child can't turn around when he's 18, 19, and 20 and say, I don't keep Shabbos because my father, or because the Rebbe, or because you have Bechira. That would deny Bechira and you have Bechira. Now, Bechira is a big subject, made up of lots and lots of different facets. And exactly how much Bechira and where you have Bechira, whatever, that's another story. But where you have Bechira, because we have Bechira somewhere, there you can't, no timer. There you're completely free, and you'll see even against Hashem. There you can use your Bechira even to go against Hashem. That's a Tinik Shanishpa. That's somebody who has a din called a Tinik Shanishpa. He doesn't know. Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see. That's a big discussion. Does a six-year-old guy have Bechira whether to steal or not? The Baha'i Gaon says yes, and they'll be punished for it. Because he should have known better. Oh, that's called muskolas. We're getting into major philosophical discussions. I can't get into them now. About the sugan has to be learned. But the big machlekas in the goyim, not even in the rishonim, pre the rishonim, in the goyim. The Baha'i Gaon holds that there's certain things that are muskolas that everybody needs to know because it's wired into the system. And you should know that in the near Bechira. Now, Rav Dessler discusses the sugya called Nekudas HaBechira. Not every has Bechira in the same place. Somebody who grew up in the inner city slums, where everybody is killing and murdering and whatever, he doesn't have Bechira whether to steal a car or not. But he does have Bechira whether to kill the person in the car when he steals it or not. Let's say, that might be his Nekudas HaBechira. Your Nekudas HaBechira to kill a person is so far off your charts, you don't have Bechira there. You don't have Bechira, you're not Bechira there. Your Bechira might be whether Chais, I don't know, whatever. You know, to cheat tax man out of $5 or something. I don't know, each person's got, depending on his background. Now, how did your background happen to be this and not that? Well, that's what a Kol Shvuch who designed for you. That's what you need, and that's what he needs, and So it's a complex sugya, but the principles are fairly straightforward, and we've often spoken about that, and I don't have the courage yet to deal with it. To spend a few hours learning about the Kira, and then I was let off the hook because I text wrote a whole book on Bechira, and you can go there. I don't have to deal with it anymore because I put the thing into Rabbi Tetz's book, where it's a classic, absolute text, been translated into Hebrew for those of you who don't learn English. And I saw the other day, the first one he translated into Hebrew, it's called Bechira, I think, which is a very apt title. And we've got them connecting English and in Hebrew. The English one, I think, is there somewhere. And you're, I don't have to deal with it. It's a headache sugya. But it's an essential sugya to understand. Because all you are at the end of the day is your bechira. Whether you tall, no. Otherwise, you're nothing. Yeah, but they never ever do anything to negate the Ratzon Hashem. All you have in this world is bechira, because you came in this world to earn Olam Haba, and you earn it through the exercise of your bechira. Whether you're tall, thin, fat, rich, poor, mothers, this, fathers, that, whatever, that's got nothing to do with you. It was just given to you. You have a good memory. Wow, I'm going to get a lot of reward for that. No, you're not. I'm stupid, so I'm going to get punished for that. No, you're not. That's how she made you. So where do you earn Olam Haba? It's through the exercise of your bechira. So you're nothing other than your bechira. So you have to understand bechira, because that's all we are at the end of the day. Yeah, it's a very important subject. Okay. TBC. That question always gets raised.